I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Constitution specifies that impeachment lies for treason, bribery, or other high crimes or misdemeanors. Bribery is explicitly noted in the Constitution. And I got to say, the evidence, not only against Hunter Biden, but the evidence against Joe Biden being complicit and profiting from this corruption is growing and growing and growing.
Growing and growing. In other words, the impeachment bell may be ringing for President Biden. May 4, 2023, that was Senator Ted Cruz of Texas. He's talking about what is going on right now with a subpoena from Iowa Senator Grassley and Kentucky Congressman Comer investigating Biden and a possible pay-for-play scheme based upon whistleblower information. They sent a subpoena to the Attorney General Garland and FBI Director Wray. Now, the cover letter states in purpose at one point stating, "We have received legally protected and highly credible unclassified whistleblower disclosures. Based on these, it's come to our attention the Department of Justice and the FBI possess an unclassified FD 1023 form that describes an actual criminal scheme involving then Vice President Biden and a foreign national relating to the exchange of money for policy decisions." And they go on to say, the reason we want to get these papers because we have a growing concern about the DOJ and the FBI track record of allowing political bias to infect their decision-making process. So the question for Senator Grassley would be, do you think your subpoena will get what you want?
It'll be successful unless the White House classifies this document. And they better not, because I know it's a non-classified document. But they could keep me from getting it by classifying it.
I think it's a bombshell. This is really big stuff. I mean, up to this point, this is the first time that we have a direct link alleging or showing that Biden may have had direct influence here.
Direct influence at the time he was vice president and got paid for it. Now, of course, we still need to see the facts. Let's don't get too far ahead of ourselves. But as you heard Senator Grassley say, this is an unclassified document. We should get it unless the White House suddenly decides to classify it. Why would they do that? Oh, you know why they would do that. In fact, they want every FD 1023 in the FBI. They even contains the word Biden. As Texas Senator Ted Cruz says, you know, they might be moving forward, but then I'm going to wave a yellow flag here and say you better watch out for this next step.
Here's the tell. Look, I think the Biden Department of Justice is going to end up indicting Hunter. But if they indict him just for the gun crime or just for a tax crime, they're going to try to explain it as he's a troubled soul. He's got substance abuse issues. But look how fair we are. And now we can go target Donald Trump, which is what the Biden Department of Justice really wants to do. That will be the tell. If they focus on individual crimes to Hunter and they seal off what makes this a matter of public concern, which is the connection to Joe Biden, the millions Hunter made selling access to daddy when he was vice president. He made it from Burisma, the Ukrainian natural gas company. He made it from communist China, 10% for the big guy. And Merrick Garland, Biden's attorney general, does not want to get near the growing and growing evidence of corruption going straight to the president of the United States.
That would be radioactive. On another issue, 7 days from now, the Biden administration will drop Title 42, basically creating new catch and release pipelines to help border crossers get into the U.S. faster. Now, Biden sent the National Guard down there, but just basically to be babysitters. Recently, Florida Congressman Gates was quizzing Mayorkas, and in fact, Mayorkas turned the tables and threw a question at Gates.
What is your plan to remove the 1.2 million?
Let me, if I may, as a,
do you have one?
As, yes, we do. If I may, sure. Congressman, as a former prosecutor, let me ask you a question. If one has a finite amount of resources and one has a finite number of hours, and one has a choice of removing 20 shoplifters or three fugitive armed bank robbers, how would you spend your time?
Well, I know how you've spent yours. I know how you've spent yours by decreasing by 48% the number of criminals you arrest, by deporting 63% fewer convicted criminals. You have the lowest deportation rate in the history of the department, right?
Your data that you cite is misleading.
No, it's your data. This is actually what your own agency is reporting. So do you think that it just might be the case that one reason that we will encounter the highest number of illegal immigrations in our nation's history this month and next month, because everybody knows.
Everybody knows the border will be open. And what a stupid analogy, Mayorkas Rose. My answer is they're going to prosecute all of them in time. And foreign nationals, they do know, they're already coming in. Flights coming in from Ghana, Colombia, Haiti, India, right into Mexico, getting ready to rush our border. May 11. Coming up, Evita Duffy, staff writer for The Federalist, co-founder of Chicago Thinker, about how we're watching this push to push our kids into transgender surgery. Water being carried by Chuck Todd, NBC, and others. And then the Navy SEALs' reaction to the Navy now using a drag queen to recruit for the Navy. You got to stick around for this story. Lock and load. Ready on the right. I want to share something special with you. I've told you how Wellington Environmental works to keep hospitals, schools, businesses safe for their patients, students, clients, employees. Wellington can do the same for you. Perfect example. A relative went to the basement, almost knocked over by the smell. A sewer line had broken. A call to Wellington, a crew was dispatched. First thing, make the home safe. Then clean up the mess. Truly clean it up. Now I'm telling you this because I want the best for you. Wellington Environmental. Here's the number, 314-644-4930. 644-4930. AAA rating with a Better Business Bureau. 644-4930. Wellington Environmental. Your world. Cleaner, better, safer. Be well with Wellington. You want new windows for your home or business, but can you afford them? Yes. And I know you will get quality from Renewal by Anderson. Dial #250, #250 and say windows. Renewal by Anderson can help you with designs, hardware, more color options, and competitors. And Renewal listens to your desires, working within your budget. Renewal by Anderson. Dial #250, #250, and then say windows.
You can text Larry right now at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Below the age of 18, I think it's perfectly legitimate to say that we won't allow genital mutilation or chemical castration through puberty blockers.
You're calling it that, transition. But how do you know it's that? Again, how do you know, are you confident that you know that gender is as binary as you're describing it? Are you confident that it isn't a spectrum?
I am.
You know this as a scientist?
Well, there's two X chromosomes if you're a woman, an X and a Y. That means you're a man.
There's a lot of scientific research out there. There's a lot of scientific research out there that says gender is a spectrum.
Chuck, I respectfully disagree. Gender dysphoria for most of our history, all the way through the DSM-5, has been characterized as a mental health disorder, and I don't think it's compassionate to affirm that. I think that's cruelty. When a kid is crying out for help, what they're asking for is, you got to ask the question of what else is going wrong at home? What else is going wrong at school? Let's be compassionate and get to the heart of that, rather than playing this game.
And it is a game. And my next guest is Avita Duffy, with a Federalist, also co-founder of the Chicago Thinker. In my opinion, I think you share the same. Here was Chuck Todd hosting Meet the Press with Vivek Ramaswamy, and Todd is carrying the water for the push for transgenders for our kids. Your thoughts?
Well, it's so bizarre to me to see older Democrats defending the transgender insanity, because I just know that Todd and everybody else who's, you know, an older millennial and older, right? They don't believe any of this. And he comes on, he hosts Meet the Press and is trying to defend the indefensible. And instead of actually repeating the arguments, because he probably doesn't even know them, they're constantly changing, he falls back on this kind of bizarre, really embarrassing credentialism and says, well, do you have a degree? Do you have a degree to know that men are men and women are women? It's just ridiculous.
Well, to that extent, I wish Vivek had, and he's a very smart man. He did a great answer, but I wish he'd said, Todd, are you a man? How do you know you're a man? I mean, I would like to see him turn the tables on him.
Well, exactly. I think he doesn't know what he's even arguing about, and no. I don't think any other older Democrats do either. And again, I think we all talk about it, but it's the truth. The victims of this kind of ideology and grown adults like Chuck Todd refusing to stand up for truth are children. Children are the victims. Impressionable kids who don't know any better end up making life altering decisions, at an age that's way too premature. And it's the fault of adults.
And the other issue that Todd raised, you know, as you said, are you a scientist, and saying that they're different, there's science reports, you know, that there are fluids. I mean, we saw what happened with follow the science during COVID. And then later they came back and said, you know, we were bad about that, to order everybody to wear the mask. It was our bad. We didn't quite understand it was evolving. This has been set since Adam and Eve, male, female. That's it. Now, if you choose you want to change, that's fine. But you're still one or the other to start with in life. Although now they want to tell doctors you can't really proclaim that is a boy or girl, because if that child, that baby could speak, they'd say, no, I'm not.
Right. And I like that you brought up COVID. I think that's such a good point. It's all very interconnected, right?
Yes.
At the advent of social media, people, information became democratized, and people were able to share thoughts and stories and ideas to the whole world on a mass scale. And the gatekeepers of society, right? The academia, the politicians, the scientists, suddenly they sort of lost the prestige and the influence that they had before the democratization of information. And when that happened, they're now falling back on credentialism to discredit people that disagree with them, right? It's a control thing. It's to say,
yes,
you can't disagree with us. You can't contradict us, because you don't have the credentials we have.
And yet you're the one called the fascist.
Right, right. I think it's so transparent. I think people look at that and they say, I'm sorry, you don't need a degree to know whether a man is a man or a woman is a woman, or you don't need a degree to know whether COVID-19 was the black plague, or whether it was, for most Americans, just the common flu.
Yeah. Now, you wrote a piece titled, and I love this, The Kid from Kindergarten Cop Understands Biology Better Than Chuck Todd. I like that a lot.
It's such a great movie. If anybody hasn't seen it, it's a classic with Arnold Schwarzenegger. And,
yep.
You know, he for a short time becomes a kindergarten teacher, and there's this really famous scene where a little boy stands up and he says, you know, boys have boy parts and girls have girl parts. And even a kindergartner knows the difference between a man and a woman. So maybe it's my piece that, you know, maybe if Chuck Todd doesn't know it without a science degree, maybe this child can help him figure out the difference between men and women.
You know, there's a little difference between, we're listening to Vita Duffy, who's a contributor, staff writer for The Federalist, also co-founder of Chicago Thinker. I will admit there's a little age difference between the two of us. But when I went to school, when it came to that discussion, that particular class, boys all went to one room. We didn't know why until we heard from upperclassmen that this is what they're going to tell you. And girls went to another, and we were all discussing, but they never discussed it in the same room together. When you went through high school, at some point, did you have such a discussion in your school and have a group break apart, or did they discuss in total, pointing out male, female, so forth?
It was a Catholic school, and you think they'd separate us, but actually we had us all together in one room.
Okay. That was uncomfortable for you? What age would that have been for you?
That would have been my freshman year of high school, but then again when I was in, I believe, sixth grade.
Right. In what grade?
Sixth grade.
Sixth grade?
Mm-hmm.
So you had the six, and then you had it again. I think now that you mentioned, I think I remember that too. Had it late elementary, and then at some point in high school. And then when I went into the Marines, we had to have another class and being taught about venereal diseases and things of that nature, as if we'd never heard anything before. But for a lot of kids, that meeting, even if it's just boys in there, it was uncomfortable. They didn't like talking about that. And it may well have been that some were already feeling homosexual feeling. A lot of those were being suppressed at that time. And it's only recently that many have come out. And anyone that has, you know, feelings like that, it's good as far as, you know, as long as they're not pushing on someone else. But what we have here is, if you don't feel like a boy today, then you must be a girl. So let's immediately cut off your breast and basically give you puberty blocking drugs that you'll have to take the rest of your life.
Right. And what I wish is actually that we wouldn't have these classes at all in schools. I think if you have the option as a parent to opt out of them, you should, because they've been completely infected by wokeism, and they're not going to teach your kids about regular values. They're not going to tell them about sexual biology. It's going to be very confusing if they're coming from a traditional household to then be told, indoctrinated in these health classes at their schools. And that includes religious schools too. I think unless you're going to a classical school or a Catholic school, they're teaching theology of the body. It's going to be a problem. You have to pull your kids out. I'll say my mom just sent me a text today. She's at the doctor's office with my little sister. My sister is, she's eight, little girl. And on her medical information, they had to ask, is it male, female, or transgender? I mean, it's everywhere. You're in the doctor's office asking if an eight-year-old child is transgender. You can't get away from it. And so that's why it's so important that parents teach their kids at home and remove themselves from these crazy people.
I the last time I booked in for a flight, one of the questions was male or female. I didn't have an option to say I was a transgender if I wanted to. And what if I put down female and they go through, they see me, I wonder if I'd be allowed to get on the plane. I mean, this is, whole world's upside down. And an eight-year-old girl that they're pushing that at the doctor's office? And we know the Academy of Pediatrics has basically said affirm, affirm, affirm. They're not really helping the kids. They're just affirming this fluid gender attitude.
Yeah. I saw a really amazing video. It's a few years old, but it was this doctor who was talking about, commenting on this woman who had her arm cut off because she had this sort of psychic break where she said, I really want my arm cut off. I want to be somebody who doesn't have an arm. And the doctor said, it's abusive to indulge in this kind of behavior. We can't just, if somebody says they want their arms cut off, it's a violation of the Hippocratic Oath to indulge in her and cut it off for her. I mean, it's completely antithetical to everything doctors are supposed to do, cause no harm. And yet doctors today have completely been brainwashed and lost sight of that and are engaging in delusions at the expense of the health and safety of people, but specifically children who aren't at an age of reason to be making those decisions. It's just crazy how far we've come and how much the medical industry and field and academies have changed.
Yeah, not only buy into it, but help push it. That's the thing that just absolutely disturbs me.
And there's a lot of money in it.
That's it. The farm, if they're really interested in helping the child, they would have very extensive, and in fact, they should say, when you're 18, you can make that decision. But you can't buy cigarettes in this state, you can't buy liquor in this state until you're 21 or better. I mean, so you think they would go by some guidelines as to where we already say this is a child, not an adult.
Right. And I think, like I said, there's a lot of incentive for these hospitals to be pushing transgender affirming care, quote unquote, because there are grant money, and there's a lot of incentive for them to do that, and it's just abusive and at the expense of children.
And we have seen numerous transgenders come forward. Testimony out of Louisiana yesterday from a couple saying, we regret our decision. One saying, I believe her name, she's the Chloe, who said, I had my breast cut off at age 13. The doctors agreed. My parents agreed. You know, I wanted to change. I had them cut off, and then I began to have oozing from where they sutured up nipples and so forth. And she said, I was basically abandoned there. Well, just you know, put some Band-Aids on it or something. In other words, once she made the transition, they walk away.
And stories like that, I mean, they're just going into butchers is what it is. I mean, this isn't care, and it's not the same as cosmetic surgeries. If anybody tries to tell you that, that's not true. This is life-altering and often agonizing procedures that will affect you for the rest of your life psychologically, but like you pointed out, also physically. You're totally right. There are stories where people have hair growing on the inside of them, like uncomfortable arthritis at super young ages. People, their bones brittle when they're teenagers. It's just ridiculous and awful.
Avita, I thank you for your time. Again, Avita Duffy, staff writer for The Federalist, also co-founder of Chicago Thinker. As always, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
You bet. Folks, you got to stay on top of this daily. As you heard her say, her 8-year-old sister in the doctor's office was asked, are you a boy, girl, or what? Take a good look at your lawn. You're probably going to find some issues. That's when you contact Allen Outdoor Solutions. They have a solution for everything. Steve and his team are experts in irrigation, landscaping, outdoor lighting, lawn care, for home or business. Visit the Allen Outdoor Solutions website. You'll be amazed at the beauty and quality of work. Get a free quote, AllenOutdoorSolutions.com, or call 314-647-4800. 647-4800. This is a scary time when it comes to your money, especially if buying a home. That's why you need Homestead Financial Mortgage. I know the owners, met the team. You can trust Homestead will be with you every step of the way. Call 24/7 with any question or concern. Homestead is on your schedule, not banker's hours. This is not just about buying a home. It's about trust. You can go to my website, larry.homesteadfinancial.com. Larry.homesteadfinancial.com. This time of year, heavy rains, high winds, they can hit. And if you have any loose shingles, even the smallest hole in your roof, you're taking a major gamble with your biggest investment. I can tell you from personal experience, do not wait until you have water where it shouldn't be. Don't forget that John Beale has disaster crews, which can at least cover your roof until the damage can be fully repaired. Homeowner, business owner, call John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Roxanne, you don't have to put on the red light. Roxanne, you don't have to put on the red light. Roxanne.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
There's a story that NBC ran claiming that a Montana state legislator was not going to allow her child to have a sex change surgery, suggesting during the floor debate she'd rather risk her daughter dying by suicide than allow her transition. The mother said, NBC ran the story before even asking me for a comment. Their interest is to damage me, damage my family. To them, destroying somebody who is against their agenda is a feather in their cap. Her daughter is now active in the military, just wrapped up a deployment last week. But, of course, all of the family is now being harassed left-wing attacking. When NBC News learned that maybe they had not made the story exactly right, they issued a clarification at the bottom of a story. But by then, other left-wing outlets had already picked it up and continued to spill out the fabricated journalism. You see how it works? You take that bag of 100 feathers out to the center of the street, you throw them up in the air, and you come back tomorrow. You're not going to find all of them. So even though NBC put out a retraction for those who actually saw it, okay, they realized, well, it's a mistake or something. But those who didn't see it, they still believe that mother said, I'd rather have my daughter commit suicide, when she never said that at all. I'm looking at a piece that was written by Miriam Grossman, an adult child adolescent psychiatrist. And she said, as she begins in this article for The Federalist, there is something rotten in the state of my profession, the mental health field. She adds that while therapists are usually the first to reach out to trauma victims, there's one group we neglect. Even worse, we blame the victims. She said, I'm referring to parents of gender-confused kids. She said, I'm hearing the stories firsthand in my office. Parents come to me because I have publicly objected to my profession's faulty views about gender identity. They've been to someone else that basically is telling the parents, you've got to embrace your teenager's two-week-old identity and allow that child to do what they want to do, even if it involves castration or chopping off their breast. She said that on top of that, they make them feel guilty that if you don't, the risk of losing your child to suicide increases. And she said those same professional therapists will tell them, many professional therapists agree the child must be allowed to do what they want to do. She said the beauty that has happened for me and parents that come to me is that I can give them a better understanding. They can make an informed decision and take their time. The general attitude of those they've been to is that you got to do it, and you got to do it now. You can't wait. She said, and there is no consensus. She said the United Kingdom, Sweden, Finland have examined the dangers of hormonal treatment of minors and the minor's ability to even give informed consent. And as a result, each of those countries I just named have made U-turns in their policies. Patients have to wait until they are 18. Similar concerns coming out of New Zealand and Australia. But in this nation, that is the push. We want to get these kids transgendered as fast as possible, not really caring about how it's going to hurt their lives now and for the future, not caring if they're going to regret it later, not caring if at that point they really become suicidal because they cannot go back as they were. Right now, we have too many in the profession of medical analysis and treatment that simply want to say, affirm, affirm. Not really discuss, not really work it through with a child, and give it time to see if it changes. It may, it may not. But too many simply want to rush forward because the child says, I don't feel me as me. I want to change. Give it time. And of course, we already know our military is under assault from the diversity, inclusion, equity group. And in fact, we just saw a new campaign released by the Navy. Boy, is it getting reaction. You know, of course, about SEAL Team 6. That's the most decorated group of SEAL teams, and that was a group that hunted down and killed Islamic terrorist Osama bin Laden. One of those who was on that mission, Navy SEAL Robert J. O'Neill, decorated combat veteran serving 8 years as a member of SEAL Team 6, awarded dozens of accolades for his service. And he's saying on a Twitter account, I can't believe I fought for this bull S. You got it. I can't believe I fought for this bull S. You know what he's referring to. That's because the Navy had recruited Joshua Kelly, an active duty Navy drag queen, not a Navy drag queen, but a drag queen in the Navy, who goes by the stage name Harpy Daniels, identifies as non-binary, and some idiot decided, let's make Joshua Kelly our Navy digital ambassador, much like Bud Light did with Mulvaney. And Bud Light's been backing away from that as fast as they can. They've been pushing the Americana theme on all of their commercials now. You see the Clydesdales more often. You see the American flag. You see guys sitting around drinking Bud Light. No mention of transgender. And the transgender community's upset, saying they should have doubled down and put more drag queens on cans. They can say that because they don't run and own the company. And the two women apparently responsible for doing that Bud Light, they are on, quote, leave for now. Won't be long before we get, well, they've moved on to greener pastures. We wish them well. Goodbye. Hope the door doesn't hit them on the butt on the way out. But Joshua Kelly, active duty Navy, is also a drag queen by the name of Harry Daniels. And Navy SEAL Robert J. O'Neill said, all right, the U.S. Navy is now using an enlisted sailor drag queen as a recruiter. I'm done. China is going to destroy us. And I can't believe I fought for this BS. He's not the only veteran with that. Carl Schlichter at townhall.com, columnist, retired Army colonel, predicted America is going to lose the next war. He said, my Navy father would have been appalled, but then he was in a Navy that won wars and then run ships into each other, which we've had happen a few times. Retired Navy Rear Admiral, Texas GOP Congressman Ronnie Jackson expressed similar disgust, saying, who on earth would be persuaded to join the military after watching the drag videos? Biden's sick, sick, sick woke agenda for our military needs to end now. It's all over everywhere you turn. And of course, the Defense Department already been pushing military leadership to adopt the DEI ideology ever since Joe Biden took office. Diversity, equity, and inclusion. And be concerned about skin color and sexual preferences rather than training to fight an enemy for this nation. There are men and women in the Navy, the Marines, the Air Force, the Army, National Guard, Coast Guard, that did it because they want to serve their country. And we are having a hard time getting many to sign up now. But somebody said, you know, like the Bud Light people decided, they're losing some of their audience. Maybe we need to appeal to another one. Bring in a drag queen.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
When you have to wait on something you really want, it's tough, but it's worth it. I'm talking about the opening date for Napoli C. Now, May 22. Opening day, May 22. Napoli C will open on the streets of St. Charles, right next door to Napoli 3. Napoli C will have some of the finest seafood, lobster, caviar. And, of course, keep in mind, you can always find me at Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Town and Country, streets of St. Charles, and now Napoli C, May 22.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Let me take a moment to remind you that this is the National Day of Prayer. That was created in 1952 by a joint resolution of our Congress, signed into law by President Harry S. Truman. First of all, do you think with our current Congress and the progressives that exist, we would even be able to create a resolution, National Day of Prayer? This year's theme is derived from James 5:16. Pray fervently in righteousness and avail much. Basically, the effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. The National Day of Prayer does not include just Christians. It does have Christians of many denominations, Protestants, Catholics, Sikhs, Muslims, Hindus, Jews. All of them are invited to partake in the National Day of Prayer. And various representatives of each of them offer a prayer in the process. For several years, I was blessed to serve as the Master of Ceremonies for the St. Louis Day of Prayer. always a blessing. And I believe in prayer. I've seen some great answers from prayer, but I will remind you of something. And you may already know this. And of course, some will say, well, of course, you're not going to get anything answered. There are times you look back in your life and something you prayed for that you really thought you wanted, and that you, and I don't talk about a car or house, but you were praying for something or a relationship, what it would be, and you look back and you're thankful for prayers that were not answered. You didn't see what was coming. He did. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.